The next production at Ensemble Theatre Cincinnati is the regional premiere of Shar White's 2014 play, Annapurna. It's the story of two damaged people with a difficult past who come together in a grungy trailer in the wilds of Colorado after 20 years of being apart. Ulysses is a cowboy poet who's still trying to write his magnum opus. He's hooked on an oxygen cylinder and is leading a very uncivilized lifestyle. But that doesn't stop Emma, his long-ago wife, who walked out on him 2 decades ago in the middle of the night, from dropping by to find out what's going on. Having heard that he's in bad shape, she shows up to just see what's to be done. With me in the studio are the two actors who will bring this tale to life. Regina Pugh is playing Emma. Dennis Parlato is Ulysses. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, both of you.
Thank you, Rick.
Good to be here.
So I'm going to ask you each to talk a little bit more about your character, where you've come from, and what is motivating you for what you're doing in this story. Regina, let's start with you.
Well, Emma, I think born and raised New Englander, Barnard College girl, fell in love with this cowboy poet as a young college student, and had a 10-year marriage to him. And part of the mystery of the play is what happened to that marriage and why she left 20 years ago, and then also why she's suddenly and completely unexpectedly back. One of the things that's been fun about exploring Emma is what are the things that motivate her to, you know, pack her bags, get in her car, drive across country at top speed to end up in this shabby little trailer with this man that she hasn't seen in 20 years. It's fun to explore.
Dennis, you're playing Ulysses, who doesn't really welcome Emma with open arms to his grungy trailer. What's going on with him?
Well, at first he's shocked, to say the least. Didn't ever expect to see her. Hasn't heard anything in 20 years.
And she left rather abruptly, as I recall.
Yeah. And he's never had a clue as to why. Maybe partially related or all completely related to his state of alcoholic stupor.
Okay.
But then again, there seems to be more mystery to it once she shows up and they get into it. I mean, it's a mixed reaction when she shows up, you know, but then quickly gets into the old stuff.
The past.
Yeah.
Rises again.
Yeah, good to see it, but what was that 20 years ago?
Yeah. Shar White's script, as I understand it, walks a real tightrope between sort of tragedy and comedy. There's elements of both in the telling of this story. Does that make it a challenge to act? Is it fun to be moving between those poles as you are working on this?
It is a challenge, but as you said, it does make the process really fun. You know, there is a very fine line in reality between comedy and tragedy, and I think it's a very smart playwright who finds the way to instill both of them very deeply into their writing. It makes the piece more alive. It gives the audience a chance to breathe every now and then, because the places where it becomes tragic, it's very tragic, but the places where it becomes funny, it's also very funny.
They're wonderfully drawn characters, too. I mean, they were a great match, and still can give and take in all the veins, you know, of humor and confrontation. And
well, they are both very literate people, or at least they were very literate people, yeah. And still have some connection to those roots, to those worlds that they came from. And I have to imagine that that plays a part in their right. interaction even now.
As Dennis said, they are a good match. As you watch them, you start to understand, I think, what drew them together.
Oh, yeah.
One of the reviews that I read described the characters as being ferociously damaged. What's it like to be playing people like that? I mean, you have your own lives as actors. After you've worked on rehearsing, performing these kinds of roles, how do you feel afterwards about each other? I mean, how does that all fit together?
I've done these kinds of plays a number of times, and it's a paradox in many ways. Most of the time, especially if you have a partner that you get along with, I've done more clowning and laughing and releasing, I guess, you know, before and after, well, mostly after pieces like this. So part of it is, I guess, that's to let it go.
Well, and Regina, you said that the way the writing, which moves back and forth between comedy and more serious kind of stuff, it's probably within the performance itself enables you to let off some of that kind of feeling.
Yes, the moments in this play that allow the audience to breathe, I think also allow us to breathe as actors. Mm-hmm. You know, and kind of relax and enjoy the moment.
Yeah. Regina, I want to ask you, a year or so ago, you were in another play by Char White at Ensemble Theater called
Yes.
The Other Place, and
mm-hmm.
you played the central character in that. Any comparisons that you would make? I mean, I'm wondering, I guess, your feelings about White as a playwright, but also about how these plays, if people saw The Other Place, mm-hmm. will they find this play of a piece with that, or is it a very mm-hmm. different work?
Well, that's an interesting question. I actually read this play, Annapurna, for the first time while I was working on The Other Place. Mm. And it was very apparent to me at that time, the writer's voice is very clear in both of them and his writing style. And I saw a lot of comparisons just in the way he wrote. And now that I have that distance between the two, the uniqueness of the two pieces now stands out very clearly to me. They are two very different plays with different types of characters. But I think that one of the interesting things that is similar about them is they both deal very differently, but very much at their base about memory and how memory functions in us as humans and how important it is, but how at the same time, it's also very questionable. And it's a very questionable thing mm-hmm. in this play.
It always brings you back around to a good old, is everything mysterious? Is everything a mystery?
Is everything a mystery?
Ultimately.
Yes. And how reliable is my memory and yeah. how much is what I think the other person remembers and knows actually true?
I presume by the end of the show, we do know more about what has caused their relationship to be what it has been, but also there has to be some evolution in the
Correct.
Story.
Correct. Well, yes, we do. I mean, there's a lot that unfolds as the play happens in front of you, but it does also, I think, very wonderfully leave a lot of things unanswered for both the characters and the audience.
Which is how it often is, isn't it?
Yes, very,
that's
very
life,
true.
Life as we know it, I guess.
He's really very skillful in how he doles out the story like people do, you know. Mm-hmm. They directly deal with an issue and then back off of it and then come back around yeah. to it. And so slowly but surely, they're both learning more, as is the audience learning more and more.
Is this your first time to work on one of his scripts?
Yes. And I'd love to dig into some more.
Dennis, I should let listeners know, is a familiar face on Ensemble Theater stage, but is a New York-based actor. So we're glad to have you back in town
again. Really good to be here, always.
The title of the show, Annapurna. Anything you want to say about what that means? I looked it up and learned that it's the Hindu goddess of nourishment. Mm-hmm. Is that pertinent?
And you know it's a 8,000-plus meter peak in the Himalayas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't know if we should say too much about it.
Okay.
It does have all those interesting meanings, but that question is answered
okay.
in the play.
Well, we can say this much, that the first expedition to summit that mountain in 1950, French expedition, paid dearly for it. And to this day, it's the most dangerous peak in the Himalayas. One third of the people who attempted die. Everest, for instance, is more like 3%.
Well, that may tell us something more about the adventure that these two characters are on.
Say,
Well, Annapurna opens at Ensemble Theater Cincinnati on Wednesday. The 80-minute performance will be on stage through April the 10th. For more information about this show and Ensemble Theater, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Regina Pugh and Dennis Parlato, the actors you'll soon be able to see in Annapurna at Ensemble Theater. Thanks to both of you for dropping by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.